remember having to do any pushing.
Did you have any special term if you had your wagon box, say, half full or two-thirds full? Well, maybe I should ask another thing. Did you ever call it a turn of corn when you had the wagon completely full?
I never heard it called that, no.
If the wagon had, only say, 8 or 10 bushels in it?
Well, by golly, I'll tell you. What I called that, I called it a jag.
Uh-huh.
A jag. Yeah. Well, father might send us to the field, and when the corn got past roasting ear stage, I'll say, and he'd say, well, just go down there and snap a jag of corn. I've heard him say that many times. Or go get a jag of hay, or go get a jag of anything. It was just a little bit, you see, uh-huh, what I mean? It wasn't a load, it was a jag. It was a jag. That's right. Yes, sir.
How did you get your horseshoes?
How'd we get them?
Yeah, where did they come in?
They came in kegs, wooden kegs.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. They came in wooden kegs, made out of little staves, kind of on the order of our salt barrel, but they had metal around them, around the top and around the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that they was made on the same order of our salt barrel.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And when you got bottles full of stuff at the store, what did they use to plug the hole in the top of the bottle?
Well, everything way back when I was a youngster, every bottle was corked.
Well, with a regular cork?
Yes, had a cork in it, uh-huh, sure.
Were those ever made out of rubber?
Well, I think, my recollection of a pop bottle, yes, it had a metal concern in it, and there was some rubber about it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you doped it, well, you just hit it like that, you see. And that'd knock that thing down in there. And how they ever could clean it, that thing was still in there, and they'd go back in the empty bottle. And how they ever could clean it, I don't know. They couldn't get by now, uh-huh, with our pure food laws and our sanitary laws that we have, with that kind of a concern, but then they used them then, Dave. And then I suppose they had some kind of a tool. They'd go down there, and that thing was down in the neck of that bottle, and I suppose they'd get a hold of it with some kind of a little tool and pull that thing back up in there.
Oh my goodness, I bet that was a real chore.
Yeah, I don't know how it was done. It might have been done with machinery, but I can remember of open, no mercy, I don't know, just hundreds and hundreds of pop bottles, and you just hold it up and just hit it, lick on top. There was a little bale that stuck up above the top of that bottle, a little bale, like some kind of metal, a wire, I suppose, like a galvanized wire. And then that thing down inside there, you could see that there was a rubber, kind of a rubber gasket around that. It'd go down in that neck a little way. It wouldn't go clear down the bottle, it'd just hang down in the neck.
Huh.
And it'd start to fizzing for goodness gracious sakes, you get your head over it and sometimes get more than you can control, maybe. Or pour it out. And then our beer, all of our beer bottles there, they all had corks in them. Yes, sir.
I have to make sure the beer was through working first, huh?
Well, that's true. That's right. Yes, sir. That's right. But my goodness, old caps, these bottle caps didn't come along till merciful heavens for a long time. I was